This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. This is Charlie, VK5VC, with news about the HF broadcast relay on 40 metres. This relay needs more amateurs to join the roster. If you can help to relay the broadcast, please contact Peter, VK5PX, on email vk5px@wia.org.au, or Charlie, VK5VC, on email vk5vc@wia.org.au. So if you can help, please contact either Peter or Charlie for more details. Don't forget that relay operators are required for the 40-metre broadcast. If you can help, please email either Peter at vk5px@wia.org.au or Charlie, vk5vc@wia.org.au, for more details. Thanks from Peter and Charlie, and hope to hear from you soon.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi all, this is Andrew, VK5ONE from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Just a reminder that Sunday the 24th of April is the buy and sell at the Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. The gates open at 8 a.m. for the traders and 9 till 12 for the general public. Don't forget there is a $5 entry fee. There will be a food van to provide hot tea and coffee and nibblies. Hope to see you all there. 73, this is Andrew, VK5ONE.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting will be held next Friday, the 22nd of April, at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening from 7:15 p.m. This month's topic is titled VHF-UHF Contesting, a Trilogy in Two Parts. Do you recall the time when operating below 50 MHz required CW and specialised licence privileges? Are you new to the hobby and unaware that VHF and UHF is used for more than just fox hunting and repeaters? If so, come and join Matthew VK5ZM and Grant VK5GR as they explore contesting on the VHF and UHF bands. Perhaps this is the year to dust off that shack-in-a-box radio you've got stashed in a cupboard and come sit atop a hill for an hour or two on a Saturday afternoon. We're also happy to announce that the next Project Horus high-altitude balloon launch is planned for Sunday the 1st of May, with a planned launch time of 10 a.m. This will be the 56th full-size launch since the project started. The launch site will be decided closer towards the launch date based upon weather conditions, but will most likely be from the Auburn Town Oval. On this flight will be our usual Horus binary telemetry payload on 434.2 MHz, as well as a Wennet photography payload transmitting live imagery on 443.5 MHz. For information on how to receive telemetry and track this flight, and on the upcoming meeting, visit the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil with notes from AHARS for the 17th of April. We had a very productive committee meeting last Wednesday, and we have worked out a timetable for sorting out the stuff at the shack, and we have changed our committee meetings from Wednesday night to Saturday morning, after the coffee and chat session on the second Saturday morning. This is going to save AHARS $30 a month when we have to vacate the present shack and start using the National Trust facility. This is going to cost AHARS $60 a month for the two events or attendances at the new shack. This is an excellent venue and not far from our present meeting site. I've been working on a new version of the calendar incorporating the above changes, and we'll send out that when the committee has had a look at it and make sure I've not messed up the dates. Thank you if you're one of the volunteers to do a session at the general meetings. Presentations usually last about 45 minutes to 1 hour and can be radio and electronic subjects or general interest topics. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 22nd of April at 12 noon, and the next social gathering at the shack will be on Saturday the 23rd of April at 10 a.m. We're going to start all the Saturday morning shack sessions at 10 a.m. in future. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the Shack on the four Saturdays soon. I have had some interesting topics suggested in response for my call for general meeting speakers. One or two of the topics would be more appropriate for a technical session at the Shack. Pat tells me there are five Saturdays in April, and this means we can have a fifth Saturday brunch at the Shack on that day, the 30th of April. Starting time will be 10 a.m. and please book your place with Pat. patstore@adam.com.au. This could well be the last such event at this venue. The local National Trust people are keen to get us to use the Washman's House in Coromandel Valley, not far away from where we now meet. I noticed at the general meeting not everyone put their name on the attendance register. This is important. This covers our public liability insurance, which this year has cost us about $450 and is necessary coverage for us to use the venue. This Thursday is our general meeting at the Blackwood Uniting Church, referred to as the Buck, opening at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Wishing you all a pleasant week, stay safe and away from COVID. VK5SRP, Phil Storr.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, I hope you haven't been overindulging in Easter eggs and hot cross buns like I have. And anyway, it's all good fun on Easter. Now, next Friday night, the 22nd of April, it will be a meeting at the North East Radio Club meeting rooms. And on the night, Gordon, VK5CAA, will be relating his experiences in Vietnam, setting up field communications. So that should be a very interesting talk, and also very timely, as it's in the lead up to the Anzac Day remembrance. So that will be next Friday, the 22nd of April, at the Northeast Meeting Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there around about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start. And after the presentation, there will be Anzac biscuits with tea and coffee. And just another reminder, but it's not very long now to go to the 5th Friday luncheon. And that will be on Friday, the 29th of April. So stay tuned for the results of Sir Lunchalot's search for a suitable venue, and we'll let you know at next week's broadcast. So that'll be the 5th Friday luncheon on Friday, the 29th of April. Now, if you are out on the road over the Easter break, please be very careful, and be aware of all the different changing road conditions and that. Lots of roadworks and stuff going on, and changing conditions that you may not have been aware of. Anyway, that's all for this week. Stay safe. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. This week, my main topic only applies to the South East Radio Group in a roundabout way. Many of you will be familiar with the call sign VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, which, as we all know, belongs to Paul Simmons. Paul is almost single-handedly responsible for getting the VK5 National and Conservation Parks program set up and running, and has also had a huge input to the VK5 Flora and Fauna Parks program. Paul has just retired after 40 years of service to the South Australian public as a police officer. In his time, he will have witnessed things that, I'm sure, the rest of us would be very happy never to have seen. And I know for sure that Paul is very much looking forward to enjoying the noise-free Ponderosa that he and wife Maria have bought, and which is being set up as an ideal low-noise amateur radio environment well away from troublesome QRM. As Paul and Maria have supported numerous Surge annual conventions over the past few years, the members of the Southeast Radio Group and myself have come to know Paul and Maria, and we would like to wish Paul a long and happy retirement, and we thank him for his years of service. And that, dear friends, reminds me that I need to remind you that the Surge Annual Convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships are on again this coming June long weekend. The fox hunts will kick off on the Saturday morning as usual, and that will be followed by a full weekend of activity. This year's event will see the introduction of electronic scoring for the first time as well. For full details on the weekend, please have a look at our website at surge.org.au, that's lowercase serg.org.au, and then click on the 2022 convention page menu on the left-hand side. Don't forget to enter one or more of your projects into the homebrew competition either. We hope that this year's will be the biggest ever, and we will be catering for all levels of building skills from beginner to expert. If you plan on attending the three-course sit-down dinner on the Sunday night, please book early, as numbers are limited. Bookings for trader tables and or the dinner are on the website, as mentioned above. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Don't forget that relay operators are required for the 40-metre broadcast from July onwards. If you can help, please email Peter, VK5PX, at wia.org.au, or Charlie, VK5VC, at wia.org.au for more details. Hope to hear from you soon.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.